Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you in any way think that he's kind of enjoying this?
100%.
Oh, God. All right. That's but would he be enjoying it to the... Do you ever catch him, like, doing a walk from the living room to the kitchen, maybe, where... Well, that certainly isn't the limp he had when I brought up
Wegmans. I see. You know what happens is what the...
good question.
I will say this, Mike. The gait is inconsistent. Also...
I'd like not to be put into this truck by that heavy, hairy-armed woman.
Ich möchte nicht von dieser schweren, mit Harry bewaffneten Frau in diesen Truck gesetzt werden.
All right, hold on. Right, one more. Right.
I have one.
If I put this strudel between my butt cheeks, will I make a German panini?
Wenn ich diesen Strudel zwischen meine Arschbacken stecke, mache ich einen deutschen Panini.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hold on there. Let me partner thing here. I used this up in I actually didn't use this in Montreal on my recent trip.
What is it?
But I have it right now. And it is a translating app.
Oh,
which is very,
is it
very
Google
exciting.
Translate?
I don't know if it's Google Translate, but it's a translating app.
I love
put
those
on my phone.
Did
I
like
Russia
them.
Make
and,
it.
And because I've got as Carla tells me, because I got 6,000 apps on my phone, all willy-nilly in no particular order. I have trouble finding it. But the reason we're doing this is because we have a new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show we'd like to call English as a Second Language.
Oh, of Esau. Course.
Starring Woo! Our boy, Oscar Santana, Woo! Who used the term oxymoron
yes.
today.
Yes.
Talking about, why don't you say, why don't
oh,
you use
you,
it the
you.
Way you used it
okay.
In your opening
Three,
sentence to
two,
us this morning.
One. Guys, the yeah. lead piping at my house has been canceled. The work on replacing the lead piping has been canceled because of the rain. And I thought that was an oxymoron, not conflicting pronouns, but an oxymoron.
No.
No. I have the definition no. of an oxymoron in front of me.
So do I.
Okay.
You do what I do because you're fat and lazy and I'm fat oh. and lazy. But let me
I'm
tell you, I've got a little,
a little
deeper,
chubby.
Okay? It is a figure of speech in which two opposite ideas are joined to create an effect. Pony had the classic example
yes.
of it, jumbo shrimp.
Ooh, now it makes sense. Now
military
it
may, intelligence.
I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't military intelligence, isn't that...
That's tongue-in-cheek.
It's subjective.
Well, it's tongue-in-cheek.
Jumbo shrimp makes sense. But if it's a large shrimp, would it just be... Wouldn't that be considered jumbo
no,
shrimp?
An oxymoron.
No. Oh.
Act naturally.
That's a great one. That's
Thank
a great
you.
One.
It's not mine.
No, it's Buck Owens.
Give me another one. Give me another one. I love
alone
learning.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
We're alone together for the first time.
Ooh, Pony gets
well,
a lot
if you're
of that.
Alone, you're alone. If you're together, you're together. Get it?
Pony,
yeah.
yeah Pony looks like Miley and says, "Oh man, we're alone together." Again.
It was amazingly awful.
That's a good one.
I love that one. That makes complete sense.
Bittersweet.
Yes.
Bittersweet tears.
Sometimes
hey,
they're
kids.
Sweet.
All right.
Couldn't you pull a better cartoon out?
I love that. I do love that.
Okay,
know.
So what would I use then if
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear? Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
Sorry.
In there. Couldn't there be?
I think what you had was an example of irony.
Onomatopoeia?
No, onomatopoeia is when something, the
Damn.
Name of something is its sound, like a gurgle.
Ooh, or bang.
So yes, exactly.
Damn.
What's the, what is the term
Boom.
When you say F your iPhone for never helping you on the television show at all?
That's Apple. Show. That's just called Apple.
Hey, Apple. I'm really looking carefully now. I'm going slowly. I'm breathing.
What
I've
about
got
Finder
my voice
and,
memos.
And hit translate?
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to use
find
Finder?
It my own way. Yeah.
It's just like when Chance says I'm an old man with a remote. Always nice when your wife of 8 years, she's young, 8 years younger than me, says, why are you going through the guide? Just hit the voice button. I was like, I get it. She doesn't understand me half the time.
Yeah. When I'm at home, I'm usually trying to change the channel with the phone. Mm. That doesn't work either. But it does have a voice feature.
I know technology.
Deafening silence.
That's a good one.
Actually, that one's probably the sexiest of the ones we've brought up.
The one I hate is definitely maybe. That's just...
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would hate that.
So it's ironic, like Alanis Morissette is what I was saying.
But you see,
Farewell Reception. Ironic. It's ironic.
Ironic by Alanis
Morissette.
But I
don't understand. Rob, what, your lead pipes, are they on the outside of your house?
Yes.
Are they on the outside of the house. Your house?
And are they bringing water into your house?
They're bringing water into
my
house.
And they're lead pipes. This explains a lot.
And they've canceled the job twice.
You know what's a shame is that it hasn't really given him lockjaw.
Because of rain. And we have to pay for it. My neighbor and I are splitting the dollars. We have, our houses are so small, Mike.
How small are they?
That we only have to hire one plumber to work on our house to get the pipes into our house replaced that are lead.
Oh, I think rain with contractors is a chance to, you know, take a day.
Yes.
And, you know, God love them. They work awful hard. So who knows?
They don't get paid, though. Don't you want to get paid?
Is it raining down there today?
No.
Beautiful day.
We just had a scheduling email that says, looks like it's going to rain. Can't
you know
come
where
in.
It's raining? It's raining on my iPhone where I'm looking for my, which would have been very funny if we'd like waited a while and then really, well, no, not here.
It's raining, man.
Here.com is like a hearing aid. No. Ah, hello.
Ooh.
There it is. All right. Let me see. I've got Translate.
This is a great song.
Great album.
Doesn't get enough respect. Jagged Little Pill. 1995 or 96.
95 is right. You nailed it.
95.
Yeah.
All right, let me see.
What do you know about this pony?
Let me see.
I was there.
You cry yourself.
Why do
to sleep
I feel like
song?
We're doing two different shows today?
Oh, you're looking for an app.
I'm like doing it. Oh, because I'm looking for
you're looking
right,
for
ready?
An app.
Turn it off.
Okay, because lead poisoning is trying to keep the momentum going.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Here we go. All right.
We're back.
We're trying to do a show today and explain the English language to Oscar.
Intento hacer un programa hoy y explicar el idioma inglés a Oscar.
Pretty nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Automatically. You like that?
That's great, because mine doesn't speak. Mine don't speak.
She could have said Oscar with the affectation.
Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
We're just trying to tell you little intricacies of the English language so that you will be a better all-round citizen.
Hey, Oscar. Solo estamos tratando de decirte pequeñas complejidades del idioma inglés para que seas un ciudadano.
That's great.
I love.
Sorry about it. Let's try another
Sounds
one.
Sounds like ice to me.
Oh, it's listening for both languages. Don't do that. Mm. Don't do that.
Does it go the other way? Donde está casa de Pepe?
Okay, let me see what that is. All right, here we go.
Tell her I need new pants.
Donde está casa de Pepe?
Donde está casa de Pepe?
Oh, you can't mind after her, Mark.
No, it's only one way right now.
Outwitted her.
Outwitted her.
Right. Excuse me, miss. Can you tell me if these bumps on my penis are problematic and that I might have to go to the hospital?
Oh, my God.
Disculpe, señorita. ¿Puede decirme si estos bultos en mi pene son problemáticos y si tengo que ir al hospital?
Would you ask another medical question?
Sure.
Can you not get grosser, please?
No, just
he's gonna. He has
don't
to.
Ruin this.
He has to.
Don't
one-up.
Ruin this.
He can't come up with an original idea, so he has to one up.
Female interns in the other room. All right.
Rob Spiewak is the comedy pyramid. He is the comedy pyramid. All right. Go ahead.
Well, I now feel bad about what I was going to originally
just
say.
Just say it. It's all over. Right. Just say it.
I am a stranger in your country. Do you have something for a bad case of diarrhea?
All right. I am a stranger in your country. Do you have something for a bad case of diarrhea?
Soy un extraño en su país. ¿Tiene algo para un caso grave de diarrea?
Oh, your country says diarrhea.
Diarrhea
much better.
Sounds very serious.
It does.
De tu país de diarrea tanto mejor.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. All right, here we go. Here's a good one. Will you make sure Dahlia doesn't get in a car with her silly friends and roll it into a ditch?
Perfect.
¿Te asegurarás de que Dahlia no se suba a un auto con sus amigas tontas y lo enrolle en una zanja?
Isn't this fun?
Oh, I love this. Yeah. Who
I'm
needs to learn a language?
So
that's right.
Use a phone.
No, really, I did that. Right? I can just pop in any language you want.
Oh, please.
I'm such an idiot, aren't I?
Technology.
It's like, you know, German is the funniest language, Mike.
Well, Rob, you asked and you shall receive.
Mm.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. Here we go. And conversation.
I have a question.
Oh, you do have a German question.
I'd like not to be put into this truck by that heavy, hairy-armed woman.
Ich möchte nicht von dieser schweren, mit Harry bewaffneten Frau in diesen Truck gesetzt werden.
All right, hold on. One more. Okay. Right.
I have one.
If I put this strudel between my butt cheeks, will I make a German panini?
Wenn ich diesen Strudel zwischen meine Arschbacken stecke, mache ich einen deutschen Panini.
All right, Oscar, what's yours?
Panini's internet. Please tell my cab driver that this hole is exit only.
Okay.
Wow.
Please tell my cab driver that this hole is exit only.
Er sagt Greg Taxifahrer, dass er nur aussteigen darf.
Yeah. Hey, wait, hold on.
And
let's do Italian.
Stern.
Let's do Italian. Okay. Because Maddie's going to Italian. By the way, for all the emails that have come in saying we're idiots, yeah. I understand.
Yeah, we concur.
How that works. But this is isn't this a great little app?
This is
wonderful.
Mike, the phone. It can do anything.
Yeah. It also has a flashlight.
Uh-huh. What about Russian? Russian would be fantastic.
Oh, all that's right. Collusion. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Here we go. I'm ready now. I'm really eagerly awaiting the results from the testing to see if Polly Christine has a bowel obstruction.
Sto davvero aspettando con impazienza i risultati dei test per vedere se Holly Christine ha.
Holly Christine.
Delle istruzioni intestinali.
All right. I don't like Italian.
Italian makes me feel
guilty. Talking any language.
Russian.
Yeah, Russian.
Oh, that's
Russian,
a tough Russian. One. That's a tough one.
Russian.
All right, hold on just a second. Going down here. There's a lot of them here. All right, you asked and you shall receive.
Thank you.
I have a strange rash in my armpit, and I was wondering if you could send some vodka up to the room so that I can deal with the itching.
У меня странная сыпь в подмышке, и мне было интересно, не
могли
бы вы отправить водку в комнату?
Why is the Russian voice like
still going? Oh, sorry. It's a long language. I apologize.
Russian voice sounds like an abandoned infant.
It's very sad. Right? It's in a press culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a Russian something?
Yeah, what's a happy Russian option? Go ahead.
Is there a happy Russian? Because I wanted to say, my beet allergy has made my time in Stalingrad less than pleasant.
Okay. My beet allergy has made my time in Stalingrad less pleasant. Could you send the borscht back in some Tupperware containers, please?
Моя аллергия на удары сделала мое время менее приятным. И Сталинград, пожалуйста. Не могли бы вы отослать их обратно в некоторые контейнеры Tupperware?
No, so borscht doesn't
Mike,
sound like
it's
pork.
So sad. It sounds like we just sent her to swim in Chernobyl.
For the Olympics, and let's just do this correct. It's right around the corner, right? Tokyo.
Right.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara show for all your Olympic coverage.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't be doing our job as broadcasters if we didn't go to Asia.
Yes.
Some of
the Far East, Mike.
You have obviously the standard Chinese, but I've always been a fan of the Korean language.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Based on the North Koreans. So,
yeah.
Let's give this a try right now. Okay, hold on. And
this is great.
I hope it sounds like that newscaster.
I'm noticing that Kim Jong-un seems to be getting fatter when he's inspecting his giant submarines.
나는 김정은이 거대한 잠수함을 조사할 때 뚱뚱해지는 것처럼 보였다.
Hmm.
All right, hold on. This is a better idea.
Okay.
Hey, shot in the dark.
Please,
I heard they
please,
monitor
we gotta try,
everything.
We gotta try, yeah.
Shot
try.
In the dark. I heard
try.
They monitor. All right. We would be willing to be a mouthpiece for the North Korean government if they could find their way to send some dollars to the Mike O'Mara show. If they could send us $2 million, we would say nice things about the North Koreans
each.
Every single day. Yes,
each.
$2
million
each, please.
Yes.
우리는 북한 정부에 대한 대변자가 될 것입니다.
그들이 100만 달러로 우리를 보낼 수 있다면 마이크 오메라 쇼에 돈을 보낼 수 있는 방법을 찾으면 우리는 북한 사람들에 대해 매일 좋은 일들을 말할 것입니다.
오케이.
네. 각이 100만 달러 주세요.
This caveat. That was a caveat.
There was one thing in there I really love. Could you just have him translate the Mike O'Mara show?
I got a better idea. Okay. Watch this. Okay. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Pepsi, McDonald's, Burger King.
Pepsi, McDonald's, Burger King.
Ooh, Burger King sounds classy.
Yeah. Any other, an American saying, oh, hold on a second. All right. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. We're loving it at McDonald's.
두 마리의 쇠고기 패티 참깨 씨앗 롤빵에 참깨 장면에 대한 특별 소스 양상추 치즈 절임 양파 우리는 맥도날드에서 그것을 사랑하고 있습니다.
Seems backwards.
That was sing-songy still.
Right. Yeah, I liked it though.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Just one more. Just one more. And this really is for what?
Go ahead. Well, the warehouse tomato.
The Shoppers Food Warehouse tomato?
That'll be silly. But not like this whole thing hasn't been.
That will be silly.
God bless America, land that I love.
하나님은 미국을 축복.
Oh, I don't trust that.
That was hostile.
I don't trust
that.
There's going to be someone coming to your door after
hostile
singing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, ladies and gentlemen, fun with languages on the Mike O'Mara Show. Next time, check in and see what we can do. But that's fun. That's my
multicultural
translation.
That doesn't have pig Latin, does it? Just for a goof?
All right, let me look. Hold on a second.
There's no way.
It might.
There's no way.
It might have Latin. It might have Latin.
Julia took Latin. She found
it
useless.
She didn't take pig Latin.
No, Robert will take pig Latin.
Let me see if they got Latin. Is there a possibility, Robert? Is there a possibility that they would have Latin on here?
I would think so.
Yes,
they
sure.
They have Latin.
Isn't it the original of the...
They have Latin. This is exciting.
It's modern day language, the root of it?
It is the grandfather of all the Romance languages.
That's what it is, Romance.
Mm-hmm. Why does it say Latin... Voice translation isn't available for this language.
Damn!
I guess it's more of a written language than a spoken language.
Yeah. Let's see about
root
Arabic,
words.
Let's see.
See a lot of the spelling bee kids pass out the Latin words.
Patriarch.
Yes.
The word that.
I'm wondering if you can show me where I left my Jeep. I seem to have lost it in the desert next to your shiny new town.
أنا أتساءل عما إذا كان يمكنك أن تريني أين تركت سيارتي جيبي يبدو أني فقدتها في الصحراء المجاورة
Wow, pipe down, lady.
Here's the next one. Okay, now remember, here's a qualifier.
Okay.
I am not Islamophobic. I'm not. This is for the purposes of comedy.
Illustration, okay? Yes.
So let's, because I want to see if it translates. God is great.
Allah Akbar.
Allah. Okay. Allah. Yeah.
Death to the infidels.
Oh, well, that's a little extreme. Let's not go crazy.
Just a second. Let me see. President Assad is a hemorrhoid. Okay, it's fun with language on the Mike O'Mara
Did you try
show.
A pop culture one for that one?
Did you find that the bit would have worked better if there was a little better pacing on the translations?
Also,
you know,
it
just
seems
a
like
bit.
They have too many words for what we're saying. Right?
You know, it really does seem like
and
that.
And they were taking pauses
well,
where we didn't pause?
It's a different language.
Well, I think they better hop on the America train because English is where it's at.
Too many pauses.
You're such a mouth.
Says that. By the way, it makes you want to travel anywhere in the world and not be scared about the language barrier.
Exactly. That and ways are unstoppable.
And now, because I don't need a computer to translate, Rob Spiewak, say a simple sentence, and I will translate it into pig Latin. Let's do it.
All right. I will have a ham sandwich with spicy mustard.
I a ill way, av hay, a am hay, and which say, ith way, icy spay, ustard may.
Wow.
Thank you.
Mike,
you're
ready for your trip to Pigsylvania.
You want to try it the other way? Here we go.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. I'm looking forward to my golf tournament.
I a m a ooking lay orward fe ute I may olf gay ernament day.
Oh my God.
Your turn now. Want to give one to Oscar? I'll give one to Oscar. Okay.
This will be good.
I'm waiting for the plumbers to arrive, but they're not here yet.
Estoy esperando para el plumero que llegue aquí, pero no están aquí todavía.
To be fair, that was pig Spanish.
This show is fantastic. You're not getting this show. You don't listen to this show. You're just out in the cold.
You are.
You're out in the cold. I mean, this is, to me, old this is K. Fantastic.
You're in the old K.
This is fantastic. I was telling my neighbor last night, he was talking about how one of the local stations up here, they contest a lot. And man, oh man, did that just tweak me to remember the great old days of radio.
Porsche.
And remember what they, Power Porsche. A plane load of listeners going to Texas. This is back way back in the morning show days. Listeners, maybe 100 of them, taking them over to London.
I think
to
if
go
I remember,
the Prince's Trust.
If I remember, it was 105.
Because 105 you were on, listeners because it was 105.1.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think about that. Then when did the would it be the 90s that the transition sort of happened with cheaper
Elliot
radio
Spitzer
stations?
Came around and said no more payola through marketing companies. You guys are cooked.
There's that, and also I blame MTV when they started to do MTV blocks. I think that might have been the summer of '90. It really segmented radio, and that signaled the death of Top 40, and that was segmented
Downtown
stations.
Julie Brown.
Exactly, the segmenting of stations made it weird. Mike, I have
Dan
a question.
Cortez.
Probably your least favorite. I would guess it was probably your least favorite promotion. But it was the most intriguing as a listener. Were you a part of the Power Train to Nowhere?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the
Power Train to Nowhere.
This is
it still was getting a train, Rob. It was
I know.
Still stuff.
That's an amazing, but I'm saying that as a DJ that had to be on a train with that many listeners, it probably sucked. But as far as imaging the station, here's the deal.
He probably liked people back then.
It was still
bigger than life.
Renting an entire cruise ship like the Dandy or whatever and being out there for listeners. Also one of the worst hangovers I've ever had with a listener promotion. I was just, and that was really me on a boat, man, floating on the Potomac River, walking around going, thank you.
Oh, so you were hungover before the broadcast?
I still think they had great contesting. I'll give you an example. For Corona, I remember the afternoon jocks, all of them across the market and really across the country, they would all go down to Cancun and broadcast live for a week.
Send disc jockeys.
Yes.
That didn't change because the disc jockeys are two people or four people part of a morning show. They'll send them down to promote a location for
and
a beer.
And the DJs are controllable too.
Yeah, we went to the islands a couple of times to promote different things. Like, this is how old I am.
Not Solomon's Island.
Yeah, back in the day when we were promoting Piedmont Airlines, we were promoting, technically, if you really think about it, we were promoting an airline that now airlines retro paint their planes, that airline.
Yes.
So when you see an airline paint, remember
full
that
circle.
Day? Remember the
remember when you and 100 listeners went to Siam?
Oh, it was fantastic. Remember we all hopped on Lindbergh's plane and made it across the Atlantic? Everybody was so excited.
The power trip to Rhodesia.
But this guy, we're talking about, we're going back and forth. And I'm telling him all about the promotions. He said, the station I'm listening to, you know what it does. If you call in at 7 o'clock, you get coupons for 5 free subs. And I looked him in the eye and I went, that's fascinating. My life. There you go. Thank you. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We'd like to sleep together, if it's all right with you.
Here it is.
What do you mean?
We'd like to sleep together in the same room. Same bed. If it's not offensive to you.
All three of you?
No, just two.
You and Billy?
No.
Not Chelsea and Billy?
No.
Well, it's Chelsea and you then.
That's right.
Why would I find that offensive? You're not planning on doing something unusual, are you?
No. Just, just...
Doesn't seem too offensive. As long as you're quiet. Chelsea always slept in the same bed with her husband. Ethel and I do, We sleep together, been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I guess I'd be delighted to have you abuse my daughter under my own roof. Would you like the room where I first violated her mother? Or would you be interested in the master bedroom? Ethel and your boy and I could sleep out back. You could do it right here on the hearth. Like that idea?
And what is the bottom line on this illicit sex question?
Very good. That was a good speech. Bottom line, you're a bottom line man. All right, here's the bottom line. Okay. You seem like a nice man. Bit verbose, but nice.
Thank you.
Let's get back to talking about sex. Anything you want to know, just ask me.
Chelsea and I can sleep together, right?
Sure, please do. Just don't let Ethel catch you.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
After all that,
Michael
it's like a 10-minute scene.
Mark Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I like that movie. Doesn't hold up very well, but I do like
one
that
of the
scene.
First movies you ever purchased, wasn't it?
Yes, I got a VHS of it. A Betamax.
Right.
I got On Golden Pond and Debbie Does Dallas.
Both great.
That's right. I appreciated the finer arts.
Were they in the same bin?
No, unfortunately
great
not.
Question.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., or I should say Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Larry.
If I'm going to rail against other broadcasters, I will pronounce the name correctly.
I do.
Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you're a first-timer, hi. Welcome. I'm Mike. This is Rob and Oscar.
Hello.
And, if you're watching us on television right now, we'd like to say hi. It's good to have you with us.
Hello,
hi,
people.
How are you? From Mount Airy, Maryland, to Hyderabad, India, from Rock Hill, Virginia, to Granger, Washington, from Mendoza, Argentina, to Arco, Idaho, not Indiana,
no.
Arco, Idaho, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And send us your cities,
please,
so we can put your town wherever it is, internationally, domestically. It does not matter to us. We'd love to put your little town or big town or city on our show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Sleep Number. This is not just a bed. This is a life. I'm saying that. These are my words. It
yes.
is a life. It is proven quality sleep. It is a product that I have become dependent on. I talk to it. I listen to it.
How do you talk yes. to it? What do you say?
Hello, Mr. Bed. Hello, Mr. Sleep Number Bed, my favorite product. My favorite product in my house. I'm going to get into you right now and have a wonderful, blissful night's sleep. Go! I've got
a couple of them.
Yeah. Believe it or not. The one down in Florida is the Split King.
Ooh.
That actually has the two sides that go up and down.
Yeah.
Up here, we have a single king bed, but it rises up simultaneously because Mrs. O'Mara doesn't like it to be raised up. If it was up to me, I'd have it up in the sitting position.
Great for digestion, Mike.
Yes, and snoring.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yes, especially when you have a heavy dinner. The 360 smart bed is what I want to talk about. Queen mattresses start at just $9.99. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. With a Sleep Number bed, she presses a button, gets her side of the bed just the way she wants it. I press a button, and I get mine the way I want it. Mine is a 90. Carla's is a 65. That's a big difference, but it
yes.
doesn't matter. Also, even though the beds are not split, when I'm rustling around or she's bouncing around, she's on a different platform. So I can't feel, she can't feel me. Otherwise, heck, she'd be bouncing like on a trampoline when I'm trying to shift sides.
Doesn't
but
happen,
she stays,
though.
No, I don't wake her up. And I always think about that, especially when we're up here. I'll turn one way in my Sleep Number bed, then I'll turn it. But she doesn't feel that.
She's sound asleep, and you're jumping up and down.
She has her individual zone of comfort, Mr. Powers,
zone.
And I have mine. Come in now. Save up to $600 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS and be like that great caller on the Yak Shack that told the people
yes.
at Sleep Number and wrote it down, because they've got little questionnaires that have it on there too that you heard about Sleep Number beds on the Mike O'Mara Show. I don't care that they've been with us for this amount of time. I want them to be with us for a lot longer.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's that. Thank you. Tell them Mike O'Mara sent
good
you.
Speech.
Right? That's a good speech. Yeah. It's
very good.
Wonderful. Sweet. Yes, it is. Yeah, that movie was... for me, and I don't want to get sad, but it was a movie when my dad was sick, and I related to my mom taking care of Henry Fonda in that movie, so I watched it again and again, and then I went back maybe a month ago, and I watched it, and to me, it just didn't hold up
it's
that
so
well.
It's so stagey, isn't it?
It's
you
very
can so
stagey
tell
and
that it
very,
came from a play.
You know, you can tell, though, when something speaks to your heartstrings, you can... wave away the schmaltz of it, And or maybe it was the time. Maybe it was better. I know the you know it was the Oscars loved it, right? So he won an Oscar.
He won an Oscar, and he was too ill to receive it. That's and so Jane received it for him. As
well,
I recall,
it was also
it's not an oxymoron.
No, it's not.
Thank you very much, Oscar. During that time, the relationship between Henry Fonda and Jane Fonda was allegedly very strained. Prior to shooting that movie, God knows Jane Fonda's written a lot about her life. So you could probably know the answer to this, but I believe that this movie was kind of not only a passion project for her to because it was a great play on Broadway and successful, but it was also a passion project that she wanted to do with her dad in the hopes of connecting. And there's a scene there where she's talking to her father about, will you come around more often? Will you see? Because they have a strained relationship in the movie, and it's art imitating life. And it's really, if you look at On Golden Pond, that one scene where she's coming up to him and talking to him in the book, because he's a curmudgeon-y, distant, nasty father. You kind of see the real deal, and I think that's the most raw moment. And my dad and I had a great relationship. Not a great relationship. We had a good relationship. Yeah. It was not warm and fuzzy. We're just not a warm and fuzzy family.
Did they have some strife in the relationship, the Fondas, because of the incident in Vietnam?
I knew it was a countdown to him using the phrase Hanoi Jane.
I did not say Hanoi Jane.
I know, but you were gearing up to it. I love that that's your reference.
You read ahead.
I did. Sorry about that. I think what
who
it is.
Who he hangs out with sometimes.
I think that.
That's all they know.
Henry Fonda is having the reputation.
Where's my Glock? Hanoi Jane. Come
What's man. Your favorite tank?
Duh. But anyway.
But even though he had a reputation of being the all-American good guy on screen, he had a reputation of not being a very good family man. He had problems with his son Peter as well.
A lot of those
Peter
stars.
Fonda, several marriages,
We know now, by the way, Rob Spiewak in the news you may not need.
Yes.
I don't know if you've looked at it yet, but, you know, because I know you pay attention to certain names, but there's a one of our favorite actresses is, you looked at it.
I actually pulled a tape for the news today.
Oh, good. Okay. Faye Dunaway in news you may not need today.
And she still manages to look stunning.
Yeah, it's exciting. But actors and actresses, I think, you know, it's they can't probably get out of their
life.
Own way.
No, yeah. The thing about
this interpersonal
job,
wise.
Too, you're like that.
On Golden Pond, imagine. I think, also notable for having Katharine Hepburn's last nude scene.
Here's the review of On Golden Pond that I love, and I've used it before. Katharine Hepburn and Henry Fonda get more emotion out of a look than most actors get in a lifetime, which I thought was very, very cool. And it's true. I love even when the head's shaking a little bit. I love
a little
the Katharine.
Bit.
I like the Katharine Hepburn look. Another one that I still love, and it's dated, so dated. But if you want to go back and look at a movie that, you know, people were pretty sensitive to where we were with race in this country, go look at Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Sidney Poitier and Katharine Hepburn.
Another passion project, because that was Spencer's last movie, and they had to make it actually with an accelerated schedule because he was literally dying. And it's a great performance from him as well. It's a good movie.
Well, and I look at that movie and the themes that are in that movie that are interesting for the time, because it was the 60s and it was about race and it was about intermarriage. And it's dated, but it's also interesting that, you know, look how long ago we were thinking about stuff like that. So anyway, I'm digressing, but
that is a lawn chair.
That is a lawn chair that you're sitting on out there. Chelsea, you've got a big old chip on your shoulder. And it's not attractive at all. That man happens to be my husband. All right, cue Jane Fonda, cry, jump into the lake. Rob's favorite scene, because Rob is a sensitive lad, his favorite scene in On Golden Pond is when the 80-year-old Henry Fonda falls off the boat.
They couldn't do that on Broadway. That's what they had to bring to the motion picture. I like that when he says his wife's name is Ethel Thayer, he says, sounds like I'm lisping.
Those are the two scenes.
those are my takeaways.
That you hollow shell of a man. Two scenes. Speaking of the hollow shell of a man, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is Rob Spiewak summertime. Because we haven't really looked in on what's been happening with Rob and his world. So we'll do that when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm back. Greg. It's Angie Goff, and I've got a brand new show called Oh My Goff. It's waiting for you right now on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. We've got some great interviews done in non-traditional ways. Did somebody say massage chair? Fun talk, amazing stories, some of them personal. Tune in, because we're going to tell you what's good and how to make your life better. Subscribe, and don't forget to give me a 5-star review. Oh My Goff. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Angie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Vegas show. Riddle me this.
Yeah.
Riddle me this. How can you purchase what doesn't exist? Here's a clue. You can't. That's the rub. You see, we're just about to sell out the Saturday Night Live show. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I'm going to be Will Ferrell. I'm going to be Will Ferrell.
Soon to be available no more. Saturday, November 16th, a totally new show, and you need it. You need it bad, especially if you like good things. They are on sale right now at MikeOmaraShow.com. Don't exclude yourself. Remember, as we established this week, if you miss out, you are a big square hole.
Square.
That's it. There's square. No other way. That's just, you're the squared a-hole. That's the way it works. You don't want to be a big square a-hole, do you? Of course you don't. Plus, a sellout will bring back the Dick Queasy t-shirts, by the way, that we only had upstairs, brand new, in a 3XL. So we're gonna print a whole new run of them for you if you sell out Saturday night.
Can you shrink them in the dryer?
The other ones, the other ones are going to set up by the buffet.
Yeah, maybe we could have a whole audience full of Queasies. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos. So don't be a luddy-duddy. Don't be a moon calf. Don't be a jabberknoll. Buy your tickets, good little boys and girls. That's a bingo. Where are we? Every day I'm going to ask you now until we sell out.
Ticket-wise?
I know it's painful. Yes.
Oh, it's not painful, Mike. It's just part of the job.
I know it's part of the job, but yes. I like to know. I'd like to know that.
Ooh.
And, I know. I'm waiting for that one day where I get that text from Oscar.
Yes.
And he says two 29 words.
Tickets left.
Oh, they're selling a little faster.
Yeah, because there's urgency.
29 tickets left.
Mm.
All right. We are giving away now a big prize at the Saturday show as well.
Oh, good.
We're going to give away a big prize at the Friday show and a big prize at the Saturday show.
I love
show,
giving away prizes, Mike.
Well, I do too.
It's contesting. It's contesting. Contesting.
Well, Vegas is where you go to win.
Contesting.
You go to
it's
win.
It's
going to
involve me and a slot machine.
Oh,
be afraid. Be very, very afraid of that.
I love it.
Do we have music for Rob Spiewak's Summertime?
We do, Mike, as a matter of fact.
Summertime and the Spiewaks are hot. Going to King's Dominion and Rob Spiewak's Summertime, a lot been going on. How's your son's foot?
We're hoping to get him back to work soon, but he's been around the house an awful lot.
How long's he been?
On disability.
Been,
well,
like,
it's been just over a week. Because remember, you can't
it's
work
been over a week.
You can't,
work in, you can't work in food service with exposed toes.
Wow.
So
he's
we
still
got,
in a boot.
Yeah, he's got the boot and he's got the cast in green. And we got him the
cast. Did he break it?
It turns out that whether it's a bruised bone or a broken bone, it's the same treatment. It's a cast. So he's going in for a checkup in a day or two to see how the healing has gone, another x-ray, and then maybe it comes off. If it doesn't...
Hold on. Last we checked, they didn't do an x-ray.
Right.
And so...
Swelling didn't go down?
They wanted to wait and see.
So give us an update from the time you said that they sent him home.
Right.
And to see how it did, and then after, like, the weekend, you were going to find out. So go rewind and go back to that.
They said it's either a break, a fracture... Or
really?
It's a bruised bone. And they said either way, it's the same treatment. It's a cast. But if it's a bruised bone, the cast is on for less time. So he's going in a day or so to see if the cast will come off. His main panic thing was, it sucks to have a cast in the summer because I can't go to the pool. I said, obviously you can't shower either, so I smell. So we go on to Amazon and we get this thing. It's like a big blue balloon with a very tight lip to it that he can pull over his cast, and then it seals hermetically around his leg. Mm. And then there's
and he can shower.
Yeah, and there's a pump deal that sucks the air out. And he can go to the pool as well.
These kids are so soft. What about a black bag and a string?
Or just leave your leg outside of the shower.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you can just duct tape and just duct tape a garbage bag around your foot.
Yeah.
It's your foot.
Your
as
foot.
Somebody that's had to dance around... injury and surgery and all that. It's tough to take a shot, but the foot is the best place. Yeah.
We stopped that when he turned 15.
Oh, that is so evil. That's
but
so
he so he's gross. He's moping around the house and keeping, you know, vampire hours because he has now. Don't he loves his job as a sandwich jockey? He really does. Right.
He was there for a week,
but he was there for two and a half weeks, sorry. I think. The thing is, he doesn't mind, you know, sleeping till he wakes up and then staying awake and then going to bed when he's tired. So I don't see him. And so that sucks.
Is he, let me ask you this, because you'll give me an honest answer to this. Do you in any way think that he's kind of enjoying this?
100%.
Oh, God. All right. That's but would he be enjoying it to the, do you ever catch him like doing a walk from the living room to the kitchen maybe where, well, that certainly isn't the limp he had when I brought up Wegmans.
I see. You know what happens is what the,
good question.
I will say this, Mike, the gait is inconsistent. Also,
you've confirmed what we both know.
And his mood is also quite flexible. Robert, could you take out the trash? I don't know. My foot really hurts. And then 20 minutes later, can I drive to 7-Eleven for a Slurpee and snacks? No, it's 11 p.m. Go elevate your flipping foot. Dad, it's my left foot. So I can drive. I said, yeah, you can drive. You can take out the trash. To your room. I'll see you in 38 hours.
So you're living with that right now.
So that's what's going on at the house.
The little man at home. All right.
Now, another thing that makes this summer suck is that Julia is the world's busiest girl. She is right now. I can't really be bitter because I'm very proud of her. She is a counselor at Brass Camp. We've talked about this in the past. Brass stands for Brothers and Sisters of Survivors. And when Robert was going through
that, she stayed with that all the way through her childhood.
She started before she was old enough to really legally get in by their bylaws. They bent the rules because she was mature. She would go, and because Robert was in treatment, she would benefit from, you know, it's a week away camp at Camp Maria in, I think, Leonardtown, Maryland. It's right on the Chesapeake. But when she turned 15 or so.
What's it called? It's Brass Brothers and
Sisters of Survivors.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
So, and then the whole point behind it is that when a child is in cancer treatment, if there are siblings, they are oftentimes overlooked because of the attention it requires. So this is a week all about making siblings feel special. When she's 15, she started as a counselor in training. Right. This year, she is a full-blown counselor, and it is her job for the week she is gone to see these little kids, some of them as little as 5 and 6 years old, to make sure they have the week of their lives. And it is so rewarding for me to see her do it.
You should be very proud of that. That's awesome.
But I don't like having her away because she goes to Richmond to move out of my home. She's been a big part of my life for most of her life.
I understand.
She goes to college, I think, August 16th because she has a week of orientation.
Yeah, you gotta get there.
What they call Ram Camp, where she learns what goes on in college.
Because the VCU mascot is the Ram.
That's right. Yeah. Chad Ram.
Right.
His picture is on all the merchandise.
A program for freshmen, Ram Camp, is not the, I think, the name you want to use. Probably like Steps, something that says this is how
you know. All I know is
you
when I Googled.
You are spending too much time with your laptop.
When I Googled Ram Camp, I only by luck did I get the right website.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. Ram Camp. I'm kidding.
It's like Pound Town.
Stop it.
She's going to Pound Town before she starts her semester.
That's right. Is it weird that all the stuff that takes place on a bus? Maybe I was on the wrong website.
It's the VCU Rams, everyone. But, that's why we're
saying. And I have this actually slated as a topic for the bonus show today. I don't remember any sort of orientation week. I think I was just sort of dropped in the deep end and left to fend for myself.
Oh, I had orientation.
Did you?
I hate to be sad again. This just happened to come up. Orientation, my mom took me. You know, and it was the first week, but that was when we did our orientation.
Right.
And the orientation, my mom was all concerned because she was taking me up alone because my dad was in the hospital. And she said, oh dear, I'm going to look like one of the single parents. And I'm like, Mom, chill out.
That was her worry? Okay. Not that you're going to college? That she would look like a single parent?
Absolutely. She didn't let you know.
Michael, can you tell them I'm Catholic and married, please? Please. Please.
That's how long ago. That's how long it took. Yeah. My father was sick for a long, long time. That was 1977, 78. I remember her going up and doing that and then seeing her. And it was, you know, I mean, back in the day, there were a lot more nuclear families.
Sure.
And there were a lot more people that were together. And you saw moms and dads and moms and dads. And I remember also hitting it off right away with my roommate, Ed Donnan, and his parents. That he was from Gwynedd, Pennsylvania. He's one of the few roommates I remember, him along with Ingvar Skospo, who was a Danish foreign exchange student. I had a bunch of different
ones. The Donnan, are you still in touch with him?
No. We drifted apart. No, I don't know. But he had a very active
girlfriend. I heard Ingvar killed him.
He had a very active girlfriend.
Like athletic?
Well, in certain ways, I'm sure. I was a very understanding roommate.
Yes.
To a fault.
Oh, elsewhere. Yeah.
Oh, Mike, if you were on his side of the, I guess, the coin, you would have been hopeful that your roommate would have been understanding as well.
I hadn't bloomed yet, Oscar. I hadn't bloomed at that particular time.
Did you have bunks?
Certainly understood it. We had, we had bunk beds.
Was he a top bunk or a bunk
Well,
guy?
That was a source of consternation because at one particular point, they used both. And I wasn't real happy
Wow.
I had a bunk bed, Mike.
I can go into the gory details.
Yeah.
And I mean gory details.
Oh.
But I'm not going to do that. But it was that was the end.
Just
that
my,
was the end of
just
our
just go
our,
with the flow.
That was the that was the end of our chumminess.
I was chum, and the word chum off. Is perhaps badly chosen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You maybe get it if you're listening carefully.
Yeah. I was shocked by, and you don't appreciate this as a young man, but the dorm furniture that they put into I guess even 10 years, 20 years ago into dorms is sturdy. Mine weren't metal. I thought they were. They almost looked like IKEA brand, but they were definitely wood in New England because my roommate, Libby, was the top bunk. I was in the bottom bunk. And
did you say Libby?
Libby was his first name, yes.
Oh, did,
I thought you met a room with Libby Hughley.
No. He.
I'm majoring in sales.
He had a very tall girlfriend who was very attractive. So
hi.
And look, these are the – I'm sure this happens for women as well. If – you have someone who's dating someone that's attractive, they're less annoying around you. They're just
because you like looking
sex.
At her.
Yeah, it's one in the window.
You like looking at her and you fantasize that she will be hers, that she will be yours when he goes down to get like a cup of coffee or something.
This guy was ripped. There was no fantasy. I was still like a string bean. So I was like, okay, right, I could see them together, right?
Oh, changes.
So they would have sex on top of my bunk on a regular basis.
While you were in your bunk?
I'd wake up. We were all hammered. It was the weekend. No big deal. Whatever, right? She would always hit her head on the ceiling because it was a low ceiling. She was tall. And it'd be so funny because I'd wake up. That's what would wake me up. Not because the bunk bed was sturdy enough that I was like, just go to bed, whatever. And I was hammered. But I'd always wake up to be like, ow, ow. And I was like, all right, enough. And I'd like knock on the top bunk just to tell him, I'm trying to sleep here.
Yeah,
like, chill out.
Quiet
kids.
Sex, please. Quiet.
Wow. Yeah,
they're always respectful that way. But I always thought the head hitting the ceiling that I wasn't having sex with was a funny way to wake up. I was like, you guys are animals.
He might win on the college tour.
You guys
he does. I had a very passionate roommate my freshman year, but passionate with himself. And
God, I remember that too. Oh God.
And here's the thing, if you're a top bunk guy, a slight variance on the bottom bunk is amplified when you're on the top. Because, you know, if it moves a little bit, it's like when you see a swaying building.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The furniture I had, it didn't move that much. I was like, this is fantastic.
And,
you know,
and at a certain point, your mind understands that he's not scratching his foot.
No,
okay, you understand.
What is that, poison sumac?
Yeah, so back to you. Back to you.
Okay, Julia has already spent, she had an 8-day trip away with the Chubbucks. They have a cabin in North Carolina, so she had a vacation away.
And that's the Chubbucks Stabbing Cabin.
The Stabbing Cabin, exactly. And that has got its own website. So check that out. Lots of photos. And you can upgrade for video.
Is she actively getting away from your family?
No, I think she's just trying to get the most out of her summer. And when she's home, she's balancing two jobs.
What about her boyfriend?
Caleb is around occasionally, but I'm not seeing a lot of Caleb either. So it is, I'm coming to grips with the fact that her departure is much sooner than it is later, and she's not around. So that's very sad to me.
I feel like Julia would be the person that would graduate from college for all the right reasons.
I'm going to predict I don't like this sentence,
and then
but go ahead.
She would say, all right, I have a choice between getting a graphic arts job in, let's say, Fairfax, Virginia, close to home, or a less paying job but more prestigious in Los Angeles, a lot more competitive.
In Palo Alto.
Yeah, and she would go, boom! Palo Alto. Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't even have to be prestige.
And then she
just wants out.
She wouldn't even
she
come
wants
back.
Out.
I think she does want out, yeah.
She wants out.
And it's not that she, I don't think she dislikes Carrie or me. I think it's that she wants, well, that's what you were, the implication was strangely there. I think that she just wants to go out and explore. So that's sad. As you know, I've buried two uncles this summer. That sucks.
Oh.
Yeah, your summer sucks.
Yeah.
But wait,
right.
I saved the worst for last.
Oh no.
Really?
My 73
hold on.
Inch.
Hold on a second.
Woo! My 73-inch Mitsubishi television, she is no more.
Oh, no.
How long have you had it?
And I was doing the math. I've had it for about 10 years, but its last year was very bad.
Really?
I replaced the bulb in it.
Yeah, you saved a whole new television. Saved a new television.
Changing
out the bulb.
I remember when you did that.
I was so happy with that. But you see, the bulb is still dynamite. The problem is, after some Googling, is what I believe is called the information processor.
Mm-hmm.
And what started to happen is little white dots were just showing up in random spots on the screen. The kind that you say, oh, I'll just recycle it. And I'd turn it off and unplug it and wait. And I'd say, when I turn this on,
You mean reset it?
Recycle the power. Just like
recycle.
It's cycle the power.
And so
recycle.
It's not recycle. Recycle trash.
Well, I'm about to recycle the television. So I figured when I unplug this thing and wait 10 minutes and plug it back in, the three white dots will be gone.
Yes.
So I plug it back in and power it back on. And guess what? There aren't three dots anymore. Now there's five.
Ooh.
And the next morning there's six. And then there's seven. Mm. And now it doesn't even power up. And it is, see, this TV is so key to the design of my life. When I moved into this home, I was installing my surround sound speakers before we unpacked the perishables for the kitchen.
Ooh.
This room is designed around this television. And now,
but the good news is, Rob, that men love to look for television.
And I have been, yes.
And B, the cost of that television set when you got it compared to the cost of a similar set now.
Oh, and a better set.
And a better 80 incher. But
it is so sad that when I go down and I want to spend a little time with my friends on Fox 5, and now all I have is their voice because the TV doesn't even turn on. Yeah, it's horrible.
The hard part's this.
Yes.
And you know this about furniture. Those televisions, if you went on eBay right now, working televisions.
Oh, my or Craigslist?
TV? Yeah, your TV.
I couldn't give it away.
You couldn't give it away.
Even if it was in perfect working order. Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes, like a marriage, you're just used to it.
You're going to be, here's what I predict. So you're in the market now?
Yes,
you're
going to
be in the market now? Oscar, would I be accurate saying he is in for a treat because he's going to get a better picture than he's ever seen?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be
incredible. And I've always had state-of-the-art, amazing sound down there. I've got it wired for 7.1 with a subwoofer. And so it's just going to be better.
Do you have an optical, interface, a cable to go into the, what kind of wires?
Are you talking about the optical? Optical cable,
the
that
audio
goes
cable, yeah.
From the set, yeah, which is what everybody
HDMI,
has.
HDMI out of the
what
box.
HDMI 2.0, 1.0,
whatever the most modern is, a 2.0, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Well, I'll be.
And here's the thing. Hey, but it doesn't matter. You can always get an adapter. How about
adapter?
That?
How about my knowledge of
TV?
You can get a 90-inch. Do you mind scratch and dent? Like, do you mind if there's like a little imperfection?
I had to deal with scratch and dent with that roommate.
All right. So if you're keeping track, Rob, summertime, two uncles dead. A television dead, and Rob and Carrie dead to Julia now.
Exactly.
That's
Robert healing nicely.
Yes.
Healing nicely and sleeping till noon. That's good.
Noon?
Hey, Robert, this is Mike, okay? Get back to work.
Get up!
Mike, the only reason you would think he's sleeping till noon is if you go into his room, his clock is flashing 12 because he's so scary busy, he can't even set his alarm clock. Idiot.
Good luck, sandwich doggy. We'll take a break. And
he's on leave, Mike.
Bathroom scale talk when we come back on the Michael Mara Show.
Time now for Fun with Languages. Today we speak Japanese. True enlightenment is found through laughter.
真の悟りは笑いを通して見つかる。
A TMOS bonus show package is the perfect way to achieve comedic zen.
TMOS bonus show package は喜劇的な禅を達成するための完璧な方法です。
Click the bonus show banner at MikeOmeraShow.com to begin your quest for hilarity now.
MikeOmeraShow.com でボーナスショーのバナーをクリックしてハイラリティの探求を始めましょう。
The sugar glider is my spirit animal.
シュガーグライダーは私の精神動物です。
どうもありがとう。
ザッツジムアマト。
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. If you need a bra, look no further than Third Love. You will get a perfect fit guaranteed thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online, and you'll find the perfect fit in seconds for both size and shape, plus more sizes than most other brands, and true convenience. Skip the trip and try on at home.
Yes. Nice.
Nice.
Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. Only Third Love has them. Also, straps that don't slip and tagless labels mean no itching. There is a 100% fit guarantee. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Carla loves her Third Love bra, and you are going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love has a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now.
I agree with this.
Mm.
Find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off. We have a brief break here that I want to tell you about. Just a frustration. I don't know if any of you fatties out in the audience like me have ever experienced this, but we got a scale. Don't know the name of it. Don't have it in front of me. Don't know what it is, but you have to tap it with your toe. Then it goes to zero. Then you hop on and you get your weight.
So it's a digital. It's a digital guy.
It's a digital scale. I weigh myself every single day.
Kilos or pounds?
Pounds. No, kilo. Stone.
Grams.
My parents have. My parents have a scale at home in kilos.
In kilos.
Yeah.
No está kilo.
Don't be shocked.
No, it's okay. They mostly use it for selling cocaine.
Yes.
That's what I said to my dad. I said, "Dad, is there another line of business here that you need kilos?" He's like, "What do you mean?"
I said, "You know, they were selling the booger sugar."
I went over to Oscar's house one time to say hi to his mom and dad, and they were having tea up in the kitchen. And his mom asked me if I would run down into the basement and get a bottle of water where they kept their bottle of water. And when I went downstairs, there were like 30 naked women, all with powder on this table, putting it into bags.
The Enterprise room.
Yeah. And a couple of guys with Uzis. And I got out of there as I could. That's
water,
for sure.
You want next door.
Yeah. Yesterday, I'm on the scale and I tipped the toe with the zero. And I don't know if anybody's ever had this with a mediocre bathroom scale.
Mm-hmm.
I get three different weights.
Oh, yeah.
So the first weight I get is the down like 3 pounds, which between last night and the morning, it's, you know, did I do some exercise? Yes. Did I eat right? Yes. Did I think I'd be down 3 pounds? No. So then I hop on again and it gives me a higher weight.
Mm.
So is it because obviously down 3 pounds is a great thing.
It would be special, but I you know, Rob, you feel it.
Yeah,
you know
do.
When
you
you're going
your
to
wedding ring is
you know,
looser.
Down.
Yeah,
it's, you know.
Your glasses keep falling off.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't need one, Mike.
I don't have one. I've lost two.
Modern day
two.
Mm. Yeah, husband.
Rings or women?
I lose them when I play golf somehow. They I don't know. Anyway, that's another show. Sorry.
Really?
That's fine.
But anyway,
so you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, you're back again.
So I'm in the bathroom, and I step on the scale once, higher. Step on it the third time, higher than my previous day's weight. And now I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Now I'm cussing. Yes, you're raising
I have an
your
answer.
Hand.
I have the same type of scale.
Okay.
It's probably
what
the
width
things. It's connected. Shannon has a smart scale. I've had one forever, and the technology has gotten better. The one thing that hasn't is the plane of or the surface and how level the surface is of your home.
Okay.
And so it's supposed to account for that, but it's not absolutely perfect. For example, I got on this morning and I don't do the process where you get the final weight, Mike, because that would shoot to my wife's phone and I don't need her judging me outside of the like.
So weight. What's the process where you get your final weight?
So for us, you get on. So I tap the scale, get it to zero. Do you do that first?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you get it to zero. Once you get to zero, you get on. I have four little dots where, or like on, well, I would say painter's tape, where the scale needs to go every time.
MF and dots, man.
On the floor.
Wow.
I get the most accurate weight every time because I had the same problem that you had was, I would say, 4 or 5 months ago. And I was like, you know what it is? It's the plane of the floor. I'm always shifting it around. And if it gets off a tile or something,
and
off,
I've also
achievement.
Read, how close is your scale to the wall?
When Carla weighs herself,
yes,
it's close to the wall. When Daddy, you know, when Daddy Gelatin hops on, he slides it back from the wall a little bit so that he's not like, you know, so his gut isn't pressing.
I've
the
read
wall.
What Oscar
not that
has
my
said.
Stomach is that pendulated, but it's not. But anyway, now
I've read what Oscar said. What you need to find is a space away from the wall that is level as possible, and also consistency. It should be in the same place every day.
I love the painter's tape idea. Yeah. I'm going to do that. That's awesome.
Super
and
easy.
I won't have to scream.
Line
you know? know? And, and I think Carla said, you know, one of her standard things, are you just dissatisfied with your life? I said, no, I'm working hard to try to take off a few LBs. Yeah, say, and I'd like to have a scale that would validate what I'm doing at night. For Christ's
sake. Carla, make sure you don't ask her the same question, Mike.
Carla, I'm just trying to love myself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. We're having a good time up here. This has been a blissful time up here. I'm happy.
Great. You've had
I'm happy.
We've seen you don't get many trips
don't
to
you
Maine.
Think I'm happy? I've been happy since I've been here,
it's
right?
It's been weird. Been weird.
I will say this.
You know, it's why we have a show tomorrow.
Been weird.
That's
been
why
weird.
We have a tomorrow. You save that question. I'm writing it down on my show prep. I'm going to ask you tomorrow, right out of the gate.
I bet we're in agreement on something.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Oh, great. Well, that's something nice to sleep on. Boy, do I look forward to that, okay?
No, it's nothing
be
bad.
Awesome,
it's nothing bad, as a matter of fact.
No, it's nothing bad. Okay, yeah. It's never anything bad. Never anything bad. Hey, we're in the 20s. We're 29 tickets short of a sellout.
That's right.
All right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
29 tickets. There's a chance that we could sell this thing out before I leave
looking fine.
For my extraordinarily well-deserved break. I would love to sell
new shows.
Thing
new right, shows, right. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned.
We're taking breaks, but no missed shows.
Right. Oh, that's right. We are going to be all taking vacations.
Staggered, like the Junkies.
We will have live shows. Yeah, we decided to do it that way. We're going to do it so we don't have any missed shows for you guys. So there will be live shows all the way through. And I think listeners hopefully will be happy about that.
Yeah, well, just like the Junkies, every time someone leaves, Jason Bishop will sit in with us.
Right. And if you want to keep track, Rob's taking a week. Oscar's taking a week. I'm taking 43 days. 43 days, and I will be coming back.
Not in a row.
Well, I'm older. I'm 60. It's a new schedule. It's a new day on the Mike O'Mara Show. No, I'll be taking a little break. But anyway, tomorrow we find out what's weird.
Weird.
Thank you.
Weird.
We'll be back. Fantastic news you may not need today.
Okay.
Lots of interesting stuff. We'll be right back.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, we come at you with a special edition of Robert Mueller's testimony. We're going to unpack all of it. Mike, not surprisingly, a little upset, felt Mueller was a little doddering. I, however, see a silver lining. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Would you like to ask me a question as a congressman? You play the congressman, I'll play the role of Robert Mueller?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask me a question.
Mr. Mueller, in the course of the investigation, did you find anything that surprised you?
It's in the report.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages.
Yes.
Hey, losers!
What?
Losers!
What?
Hey, who has two thumbs and a brand new toilet? This guy.
Yeah.
It's so great. Now I'm number one at going number one. And when it comes to moving my bowels, now they move like Jagger. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. Look at me. I'm in tatters. Oh, yeah. Yes, potty time is now more like party time, thanks to my new toy. It is utterly fabulous, just like the TMOS bonus show, the sixth episode that TMOS provides every week. It's a weekly hoedown of ha-ha that will bring you such joy. Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It is your passport to the Asport. Woo! Copyright 2019. Woo! So, please buy the TMOS bonus show and wash your hands. The TMOS bonus show is brought to you by the board game Othello. Othello, a minute to learn, a lifetime to master. Othello is copyright 1973 by Mattel Toys and was based loosely on the ancient British game Reversi. Or Reversi.
Reversi.
Mike.
God, I swear to God, you're taking acid. All right.
When you get a moment, I sent you, the entire team, a picture that just popped up on my time hop.
Uh-huh.
I love our show. It is precious. The picture that I sent over is Mike and little Michael.
Oh, yeah.
In Manassas, in the living room studio, and he had just been born.
Yeah.
Absolutely precious. Time
I can't wait
flies.
To see it. I am so
time
looking
flies.
Forward to that.
Hey, just super sweet.
Let me look.
Super sweet.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that wonderful?
So sweet.
You forget we shared all. Seems, we shared all this on air.
Seems like a day ago.
It
really
is,
does.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Oh, that is SF.
SF?
Fat. Still fat. All right, anyway, there we go.
Don't shame your child.
I'm sorry. My soul is full of gadgets, too.
News.
SF? That's your takeaway?
Yeah. Man, I was fatter than I am now.
THSF. Time hop's still fat.
Jeez.
That must have been... Whoa. Wow. Anyway, I'm sorry. Mike from you.
Shout out to Carla.
I'm sorry. All right. Most of us already have several streaming services, but there are dozens out there, and there are even more on the way, including Disney Plus, HBO Max, Apple TV Plus, and one from NBC Universal. So, what's the tipping point? A poll asked 2,200 Americans how much they're paying for on-demand entertainment now and how much they'd be willing to pay. 66% of Americans say they already have one to two streaming services like Netflix or Hulu. Many Americans who stream media pay for three services at a collective price of $37 per month, and the impression is that it's too much. The acceptable range consumers would like to pay for all three is between $17 and $27. I get that. I think the perception is we shouldn't be paying for these streaming services
they need to pay for cable. But they need to realize if they're using it to replace cable... Yeah. Cable, you're not going to get for under $50.
I understand, but it's still the way we think about streaming.
I suppose.
Of it as a bargain.
Our bills are, I think, higher than most because of what we do. Because we need access to...
Right.
Though, I would say that if you're spending less than $100 on cable right now, and you... I would say... Take your Disney Plus, and you have your Netflix and Hulu. You're still going to come out under what you're currently paying.
Yeah, and you
have enough money left over for
Bang
People
Bus.
People don't think like that. Hey. Unfortunately, they didn't say what the services are. They say the sweet spot for people would be about $21. We have to assume it includes music. We don't know if they include premium products like YouTube TV, Hulu Live, or digital sports, which are more expensive. If you're planning ahead, Disney Plus will start out at $7 per month. HBO Max, which will have Friends, is expected to cost as much as $17. Will HBO Max have like all the HBOs? Is that what they all their?
Isn't
products?
It an on card thing?
You get all the Well, no, HBO Max gives you everything.
Oh, okay.
Everything? Yeah,
from HBO and on demand in the back catalog.
$17, that's cheaper than they charge you on like DirecTV.
And I believe he might be joining us next week on the show is HBO Max.
I'll get you the details for the next episode, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, very good. But anyway, you know, there's a lot out there. It's just a question of how to navigate. The Hollywood Reporter has a profile on Leonardo DiCaprio, and it includes a brief note about how some crew members on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood were, by the way, which is getting smash reviews, amazing reviews, that the cast members, crew members, were instructed to avoid making eye contact with him. Why is it always making eye contact? These stories seem to surface all the time.
Well, Mike, this is for the protection of the crew members because he's that dreamy.
It's unclear if that was at Leo's direction or if it had something to do with his performance, but it definitely doesn't seem normal in a professional setting. On the flip side, they have a Hollywood exec saying, quote, "I've admired the fact that throughout all of his fame, he's maintained his friendships, his relationships, his closeness with his parents. He's a truly lovely human being. Hollywood can change people, and it really hasn't changed Leo." So I'd like to do a deeper dive and find out if that indeed is true.
You're making a movie. We can't even look into Mike's eyes before a live show.
Don't you do it. Don't you dare do it.
Because he can steal your soul.
Thank you. Faye Dunaway.
Baby!
You remember... Mommy Dearest, she was fired from a gig playing Katharine Hepburn in the one-woman play Tea at Five. The producers say the play will debut on Broadway early next year with a new actress in the role. So what happened? The New York Post says practice performances were canceled earlier this month after Faye, quote, slapped and threw things at crew members who were trying to put on her wig.
Oh, no.
Mike, I have actually an audio tape from one of the rehearsals.
Wow. All right, let's listen. Here we go.
Don't f*** with me, fellas. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Oh,
Faye, please.
She was also late for rehearsals, refused to allow anyone to look at her. Here we go. There it is again.
I'm late to rehearsal. I will not be there on time.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. Not the wig.
It says here nobody could look at her, including the director and the playwright. On top of all that, she supposedly wasn't able to learn her lines.
Oh, it's gotten to that point.
No.
Her teeth seem to be growing, too. Yeah. I saw some pictures.
Faye. Apparently, you can lose weight without having to cut your calories, carbs, or sugar. This is big.
I'm listening.
I have to tell you. This is so big to me, and I'm being honest with my audience. I love you all, but I almost kept this news story to myself because I was excited about
okay.
it. Okay. Because I think I can dig where it's coming from. A new study by the University of Alabama at Birmingham found that when people only ate between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., it helped them burn way more fat than people eating three meals a day, even though they ate the same number of calories. The people who stopped eating at 2 p.m. also found themselves hungry less often than people who were eating all day long, which is basically the opposite of what you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
So why does this happen? The researchers think your body quickly adapts to eating less often and produces less of the hormone ghrelin. I think that's G-H-R-E-L-I-N.
Yeah, ghrelin.
Sure. Ghrelin. You know, it's up
makes
north.
Makes you hungry. and more of the hormone peptide, YY, that makes you feel full. The researchers say they're really optimistic about the success people can have with the plan because they're not feeling as hungry, so they're not as likely to break the diet. I have to tell you something. I can see what's going on with this. Mm-hmm. I can see the possibility of it. I'd love to see more research on it. It really makes sense.
I had a chance to take, I would say, a good 20 minutes and read about this, Mike, because I'm of the opinion this is somewhat like intermittent fasting, where you... So you take half the day. And the problem with our lifestyle is there are too many drinks in our equation. Like you want right. to, when you
beverages,
when you're having adult beverages, that completely takes away from this, I guess, premise.
If you're going out for drinks at night, it's game over. I would assume if you drink water at, you know,
that's
after
fine.
2 o'clock,
that's
right?
fine. Yeah. Coffee. I imagine that's fine.
Yeah. But it's
what
tough,
about
man.
Ice cream?
I think if you ate your calorie, I believe this with all my heart. If you stopped, if you had like lunch, you had an ice cream lunch, and say it's a you know the same amount of calories, but you didn't eat anything after two, wouldn't that be the test of
if,
test?
If you, know, you didn't drink you alcohol, I think that would work.
If you don't drink alcohol,
yeah.
And you know, a lot of times I gave up booze for a year, so I mean, I could do that. Lickety split. I'm gonna try it.
You
can give it a shot. I'm gonna see what
eating
happens
late is probably my overall worst habit as far as eating. And haven't they said
for years it was
always.
8 o'clock, then it was 6 o'clock.
Seven is usually a sweet spot. I think most people say don't eat after seven.
Yeah, we're going to my cousin's house tonight. Their dinner at 6 o'clock, and for us, believe it or not, that's late. So I think making the adjustment to this for my family and our lifestyle could be very interesting.
In the future,
I may try it.
So when you show up at 6, are you going to have a napkin tucked under your chin and a knife and a fork? You're going to say, we got to go now.
How you doing? Hey, house looks great. Put it on the table. According to a study, taking a bath can help if it can help you fall asleep an average of 10 minutes faster. Sorry for this John Tesh news at the end, but I like this great. Stuff.
Yeah, Pony likes to take baths.
If you take a bath an average of 10 minutes, you sleep an average of 10 minutes faster than if you don't do anything. But not all baths are created equal, Pony. Here are two things to remember. One, take your bath about 90 minutes before bed. Between 1 and 2 hours is the sweet spot. Any earlier leaves too much time for your temperature to go back up. And if you take a bath right before bed, it won't have a chance to dip down at all. Number two, the water should be hot, but not too hot. The perfect temperature is between 104 and 109 degrees.
Hmm.
So it should be more than lukewarm, but not feel like it's burning you. And number three, if you fart in the tub, it'll make smelly bubbles. I'm John Tesh, intelligence for your life.
Oh, no.
And now a little something-something, boys.
Yeah.
27-year-old Lillian Chantel Tyver. She ordered food from the Mickey D's in Garden City, Georgia. But Tarver was not happy with her meal since she said the French fries were not hot. Tarver, who just happened to have a gun in her hand, demanded a refund.
No.
As a worker scurried to retrieve a new order of fries, the McDonald's owner opened a cash register and told her, take what you want. After grabbing some cash from the register, Tarver blasted around into the kitchen floor, and she took off. After a short pursuit, police caught her, and she was charged with this. I put this story in here simply because of the charges.
Okay.
She was charged with multiple felonies, armed robbery, aggravated assault, fleeing police, firearms possession, reckless conduct, battery, aggressive driving, and reckless driving. Aggressive driving and reckless driving. Now, where do you think she comes? She's in Georgia. Where do you think she hails from, though? Her rap sheet includes arrests in Florida's Miami-Dade County for theft, marijuana possession, and criminal mischief. When Tarver was asked how things are in jail, she said, "I'm loving it." That's about it. Oh, I love the McDonald's slogans. Makes it so easy for the kicker.
So hungry.
Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Maris Show.
When you call the Yak Shack, then you too can say,
"Mike from Cuba, I'm sorry." "I'm sorry. I'm sorry."
Call 888-92 or more. Leave a Yak Shack call for Mike.
"I'm sorry.
But I'm not sorry."
Okay, thank you, Mike. Nice, isn't it? By the way, on the TMOS Yak Shack, which we're, I'm not going to be here, but just in general, you guys I can think can do it.
Yeah, of course,
the,
sure.
TMOS Yak Shack. Here's a request. Men with high voices and women with low voices.
That's a great request.
Just thought I'd put that out there, a little weirdness. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Summertime, the temperatures are rising, but conversely, mortgage rates are falling. That means it's a perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Yes, low rates, baby. Low rates, baby.
Baby.
What if the Cornerstone commercial was read by, you know, just a good fella?
Ooh.
I like how would it sound.
Low rates, baby. Thank you. Wake up. Jesus Christ almighty. What? You're doing a corner.
What?
You're doing a Cornerstone commercial again? Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. No, I don't want to do it anymore. Anyway, whether you're buying a house.
I was really hoping for Dick Vitale when I wrote it.
You sound like Robert Mueller. Whether you're buying a house or refinancing or you just want to get a little cash in hand to make it a great summer, you've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. Call Cornerstone. Do it. Here's the best part. The folks at Cornerstone First Financial are TMOS listeners just like you. If you don't understand the intricacies of high finance or the intricacies, no sweat. They do, and they will take care of you. Trust the friends of TMOS. Sooner or later, inflationary pressure.
Oh.
Ew, it popped!
The pressure.
Will send those rates skyrocketing. They're licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Call them. 866-625-1221. That is 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And now let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You just mentioned Robert Mueller. He had a great performance yesterday. Exciting, dynamic, fun.
Yeah.
And we actually, I will say this, great episode of Political Persuasions that's up right now. If you want a great take on what happened, you should definitely download and listen to it. But I'd like to salute a man with a steel trap memory and a wonderful television presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, FBI Director Robert Mueller.
Can you repeat the question? Can you read the last question again? Can you repeat the question just to make certain that I have it accurate? Can you repeat the last part of that question? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the question, sir? I'm sorry, could you I apologize. Can you start it again? I'm sorry, could you repeat that one? And the question was, who else were you talking about? And what was the question, sir, if I might? Then could you repeat it? Pardon me? I'm sorry, could you again repeat the question?
Great stuff. They say our founding fathers designed the system to move slowly, but I don't see it.
Well, you know, and this just is irrelevant when you really think about facts.
Of course.
But it doesn't matter because we're the TV generation. And, you know, you have to perform well on that stage, especially when everyone in the media has said that you're the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's it. No more.
My favorite thing that Chris Frantz said yesterday was, "They said he prepared."
Yeah.
That was the rumor.
But look, the bottom line is the report is the report. It's interpreted differently on both sides. And the truth is the truth. So we'll see where everything takes us eventually. But everybody was surprised at his performance.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody. And some were disappointed. Some were gleeful. The people that were gleeful were, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter that the report is the report and the truth is the truth. What matters is the Democrats were saying that this is going to be, that the Mueller report was the book,
Yep. And the Mueller testimony would be the movie. Well, the movie was an S show.
Yeah, not great.
As big an S show as you could possibly get. And I don't know what the hell was wrong. And if he's been like this forever, well, we put him on a pedestal, and you didn't hear word one from the guy until a few months ago. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
A bad movie, though, Mike, even a bad movie can have a great scene. And I did like this moment. I don't know why I like it so much, but it brought me great joy. Representative Zoe Lofgren asked him a question, and he mangled the name of our president.
Did your investigation find that the Russian government perceived it would benefit from one of the candidates winning?
Yes.
And which candidate would that be?
Well, it would be Trump.
Jesus
President Christ. Trump.
Maybe he's infirmed and we don't know.
What's that?
Maybe he's infirmed and we don't know.
No, well, I don't think it's that.
No, look. No, I'm serious. You never know. No, Trump. Come on, Rob. He's 74. 74
nowadays. He's only 74?
He's 74 years old. We have people running for president who are 74 years old. It was, and by the way,
I didn't realize he was only 74.
But you know what? It is, who knows? Who knows where? But you hear the answer. What's the answer? Yeah, did he go,
Trim.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Yes, it was not a, it was a weird day. It
well,
was a
very, one year hear, older.
I really urge everybody, listen to Political
Persuasions. Hey, listen.
We unpack it a little bit. Yeah. If you want to hear Chris Freitz and I talk about that, we did that yesterday, and I think you'll.
Listen and hear Chris talk Mike off the ledge.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
74-year-old Robert Mueller, 75-year-old Rutger Hauer passed away over the weekend.
Yeah, and great
in Blade Runner. This is probably his best moment in Blade Runner, and I found out only today much of this speech was improvised.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Some of his movies were better than others, but I don't think he ever gave a bad performance.
The Hitcher, one of my, if you want to know, a scary dude, Rutger Hauer in The Hitcher, he's just an incredible villain.
Yes.
Great actor. Really, really wonderful actor. Great look, too. He had a great look. That's a shame. Sorry that he's gone.
I'll tell you who else is a villain. Let's go to Florida. There's a lady in Miami who just decided to attack a Range Rover with a hammer. Now, if you saw this going on, you may want to get involved and say, hey, stop destroying that Range Rover with the hammer. No, no. In Miami, you just tape it and you post it on social media.
There she goes.
Is that hitting it?
Yes.
Sounds like a gun.
I know.
Welcome to Miami, papi.
Of course it's Florida.
Bro, this is not true, bro.
She went about 3 minutes before the cops showed up.
Wow.
And the thing is, in my mind, I would think if you're going to really go after a car, get a sledgehammer. It's just a claw hammer.
Boy,
just
it had a great sound, though. Great audio for this show. Sorry about that.
There she goes.
I have to say, full disclosure, I see that on the street, I'm probably popping out my camera too.
Sure, I guess.
I'm probably doing it, and I'm probably not getting involved because you have no idea. That's like a road rage thing. You don't get involved with that because you have no idea what's happened, right?
Right.
True.
I suppose you're right.
True.
I know Oscar has, and I've fooled around with it. Have you ever done a nice virtual reality experiment, like put it on the goggles and everything?
Like a really like high-end one.
Like I don't think I've done that.
Here's a dad with his son using his son's VR rig, and he's way into it. And as a matter of fact, what you will hear is him actually try to put his head through the television because the television is not on the goggles.
Can you duck?
Yeah.
Oh.
He says, "Can you duck?"
Oh,
and he
no.
just puts his face in the TV.
Can you duck?
Yeah.
Oh.
The sun. The sun. Laughing.
Laughing his head off. Yeah. Yeah.
And he videoed the thing, too.
Of course. Of course. Exactly. And we close with this, Mike. I know we all have our smartphones. We all have our cell phones. What you want sometimes is a great promotion to make it more exciting to have the phone. And what's happening is cell phone companies are doing promotions with restaurants.
T-Mobile and Taco Bell are running a promotional event this weekend called T-Mobile, which gives out free tacos inside T-Mobile cell phone stores. Not to be outdone, Arby's just announced their new promotion, Sprint to the Bathroom.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
So he's picked up the Arby's mantle from Jon Stewart.
It seems
right?
to be a common punching bag nowadays.
Arby's has the best sense of humor of any fast food chain out
that's
there.
Great.
You got to respect him for that. Still got that food, though. Anyway, that's it for the Mike O'Meara Show. Don't forget, in the 20s now, we got 29, 28 tickets left for our Las Vegas show on Saturday night, November 16th. So tickets are going to sell out for that. If you want to get them, don't be left out in the cold. Get your tickets at MikeO'MearaShow.com, and we will see you there. We want your cities for the opening of the show.
Send
if you got
in.
A town you'd like to hear in our opening, send that along. Rob Spiewak, get your letters with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. And, of course, the Yak Shack always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Don't with me, fellas!
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
This is my house. As long as you live in my house, I own the air you breathe. You follow my rules. You act respectfully.
Last time I was this close to male genitalia, I was being flashed by my mentally ill neighbor.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
Hey, guys!